buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
Every fuck up in life is an opportunity to learn, especially if it's not yours. So learn from mistakes without even doing them by reading Donnie's book, where he listed all the dumb things he has done that led to the realization of doing business properly. Learn more from Donnie's book in this latest episode of Sales Transformation.
So tell me about your latest book, man.
Cool. I'll even show it up. So it's called Fuck to Focus. It's all about taking your business from growth mode to ultimate scale. And I wrote it 100% to teach people all the shit I fucked up, all the things that I broke, all the things that dude, in there is even the tough conversation with my wife of when we almost lost our entire farm and everything we owned because I didn't know how to build a business. And I even put the whole conversation in there, and it is designed that somebody that has been a couple years in business and they're like, okay, there's got to be a better way to do this, can grab this book and use it as a reference to figure out how to actually build a business that will grow and set them up to scale. And most people don't even know the difference between growing and scaling a business. And so it just walks them through those steps and processes. But it's done. Probably the biggest feedback I've got on it is people keep telling me, Donnie, when I read your book, it feels like I'm just having a conversation with you, which is the coolest fucking compliment in the world.
Yeah.
You know, because I just write like I speak and I just love helping people and I don't mind sharing how dumb I was in some scenarios, whether it be ignorance or I just gave something a go when I shouldn't have. And I think people often put themselves on this island as they're building a business because they don't want anybody to know how bad things are, because if anybody knows, nobody will do business with them type of thing. And I just have gone loud enough to let people know, hey, it's all right if you're fucking up. It's part of the process. It's actually almost a exact thing you must do to build a successful business.
Yeah. The interesting thing is the things that you think will make people run away will actually bring the right people closer.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Cause I've been there where it's like, you know, even my first business was like, I used to try to put on this front that the business was so much bigger than it was. Right. It's like, cause, oh my gosh, they're not going to want to do business with this small little startup. And the reality is a lot of people would actually prefer that over, you know, just being a number to a bigger company where they don't really give a shit that much. And there's a lot of benefits, for the right people. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform, and we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.